Next item is Blue Claw LLC, two lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 313A.
This is a request to subdivide a 1.05-acre parcel into two lots, which would have access from a 50-foot easement. Lot A would be 0.52 acres and Lot B 0.53. The owner's proposing to create the 50-foot easement over an existing driveway across another parcel owned by the owner. DelDOT's issued a letter of no objection. If the request is approved as submitted, the site would have to be annexed into a sewer district before recordation could occur. Since we're just a little bit more.
Mr. Willard, if you're going to conduct the meeting, I'd appreciate if you would do it outside.
Or the applicant, you could require the applicant to obtain a variance from the Board of Adjustment. I provided each of you a copy of a sketch drawing on this one. Everything's running together now. Last page.
Yeah,
no,
the one IG has.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
That's that one.
Yeah, sorry.
This is on the back.
Yeah, jumping ahead one. Sorry.
This is down by Warwick Park.
You're still Oak on the break.
Correct.
And the reason it has to be connected to a sewer district is because all the other lots are connected?
Well, they're less than 3/4 of an acre.
Okay.
If it was in a cluster subdivision, the ordinance allows half-acre lots if approved by Genrec. This is not in a cluster subdivision. It's just two lots.
Those got to be hooked up.
But is there sewer around it? Right? I mean, they'd have to hook
I believe it's something. Around it.
But it still would have to go through the annexation process.
It would have to go.
They'd have to annex.
Yeah, which is the public hearing process, yeah.
Okay. It might be similar to what we had the other night where maybe it's not adjoining to the sewer district, so they'd have to have the property owners in between would have to agree. So
right.
We could approve this and not ever have a sewer district.
The difference with that was a major subdivision that required the whole preliminary process and final.
Right.
Which is, different than this. This is just approving two lots.
Well, gentlemen, I'm concerned about approving less than 3/4-acre lots, since that's what our code requires, and having folks come back and request that parcels that are not suitable, in my estimation, be divvied up. Do we have someone here?
Yeah.
Looks like
another highly paid consultant.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Gary Couples. I'm a registered professional land surveyor with ECI. To answer your question, it is in the sewer district. This, if you remember, you had approved the subdivision, Indian River Retreat, and the sewer line is to go down the road directly in front of this to service that project. Our client has paid a lot of money to get included into the sewer study. This, if you approve it, will be served by public sewer. If it isn't served by public sewer, obviously we'd have to go back to 3/4-acre lots. But by the zoning being provided with both sewer and water, then that those size lots are appropriate.
But is it, because the fact that a sewer line runs down the road doesn't make it part of the sewer district?
We've paid money to be included in the sewer district.
Which sewer district is it?
It's the Oak Orchard. It's the new amended
expansion.
Oak Orchard, the extension. And that services, if you remember, it goes right by our project, the Indian River Retreat. And we have three parcels within that sewer district that are part of the sewer study that we've paid for.
I don't doubt that. I don't have any information one way or the other that it's actually part of a sewer district. So
yes, it's to be included in. And what I would ask is that you could approve it just conditional on that happening.
And is the easement, is that going to take place on the lot 292?
Yes.
So how big is that lot going to be after the easement?
It will still be the same size. It will just be an easement. We're going to move the house if necessary.
So there's a house now on 292 that had to be...
Yeah, matter of fact, you can see the outline of the house.
I can't on mine.
Okay.
Oh, I got this little thing here.
Exit off that easement?
Pardon?
Would lot 292 get onto 313A through that easement?
That's what the
current driveway?
That is what is approved by DelDOT. That's the entrance.
That A, B, and 292 would all use that easement?
Yes.
So 292 then would not be accessing directly 313A?
No.
All three of them would come off that.
All three of them would come off that access.
Okay.
But DelDOT approved.
Mr. Johnson, I mean, if it's part of a sewer district, and I can attest to what Mr. Couples is saying, is we're working on with county engineering the expansion. I guess what would that be, westward of the Oak Orchard sewer district?
Yeah, it basically includes not only that area, but also area over behind the Catholic Church, for example. So it's a big expansion.
Well, a lot of that, though, is just sewer lines, not necessarily expansion of the district. But this is on the, I'll say, the bay side of Route 24. Is that where this
That's
is?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. On the riverside.
Riverside, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, Mr. Robertson, we could approve this subject to it being annexed into the sewer district?
Well, I would say, yeah, subject to annexation into the sewer district or confirmation that it's part of an existing sewer district. Because there's been a lot of annexation and expansion going on out there for Oak Orchard to bring sewer out to those folks inland of the river.
And I know in the Oak Orchard area, it's not unusual to have half-acre lots in that area, so they tend to be running small anyhow.
There's a lot of 50 by 100 lots down there.
Yep.
That was one of the reasons to get sewer out there,
mm-hmm.
You know, on the river and the small lots, yeah.
Nothing to do with the environment, of course.
Well, yeah, it all had to do with the environment. Get those septics off those 5,000-square-foot lots.
All right, well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Blue Claw LLC, two lots and 50-foot easement on Road 313A, my motion is for approval with a provision that that it be subject to the property being either annexed into the sewer district or what, Mr. Robertson?
Or just confirm that it is in an existing sewer district.
That it be annexed, that either it be annexed into a sewer district or that proof that it has been already as part of the approval.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve two lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 313A, Blue Claw, LLC, with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.